Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do you buy stamps, or how often do you post a letter? Well, the price of a stamp is set to rise, and Anna McHugh, who's the head of corporate communications with Unpost, is with me here in Lunchtime Live today. Anna, why is the price of a stamp increasing?
Well, nobody likes a price increase, particularly in January, but the simple fact is that fewer and fewer people are posting letters, and the cost of providing the service everywhere, a delivery every day across the whole of Ireland, those costs are increasing rapidly. So there simply isn't enough money going into the pot to cover the cost, and that jeopardises the service. It has to stand alone. It has to pay its way. It's not subsidised. No taxpayers' funds, no subsidies, nor do we want them. But we have to have cost-reflective pricing.
So costs are going up across the board,
yes.
and that means...
As everyone's are, ours are as well.
So that means then for those that do, you know, for whatever reason, personally or professionally, need to buy a stamp and post letters, I suppose they're going to bear the brunt of this.
Well, volumes of letters are down about 50% in the last decade, and they're falling, you know, around 7-8% every year. It's a little slower than has happened in most of the rest of the world.
Okay.
But it's still a fairly rapid decline. We've always had a slightly higher proportion in Ireland of personal mail, letters and cards, possibly because we're an island nation, possibly because of emigration, and we love the written word. But that said, much as we love it, and thankfully Christmas was very strong, and people love to get a card, but people aren't posting like they used to. And when we look at what people are, you know, posting and how often they're doing it and what they're receiving, it really is, you know, less and less. And small businesses, large businesses, all have plans to move further and further more into digital communications, social media channels and the like. And actually, in many cases, it's gone beyond email. You know, now if you're corresponding maybe with an insurance company or somebody like that, you're doing it within their app.
Mm.
So it's even moved on from email.
So even a lot of the businesses don't want posted.
More, they don't.
They don't want the posted correspondence typically either. How much is the stamp going to increase, Bianna?
Okay, it's going up. The standard national stamp is moving from 165 to 185 on the 3rd of February. So that's a 20 cent increase. That stamp covers the island of Ireland. And I'd have to say, in a time when you're now, and only about 10 days ago, I paid over €4 for a tea bag and a cup, which shocked me. A coffee and a pastry is the guts of €10, if you're in any of the urban centres, certainly.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
So 165 to get a letter, you know, within Cork to Cork, or from Cork all the way up to, you know, up to Letterkenny. I think that's good value.
Well, it's 185, isn't it, for the domestic letter, the standard now letter?
It will be. Yeah. It will be, yeah. Up to 185.
What about parcels? Are they affected?
Some of the over-the-counter parcels, the prices will go up, but the parcel business is a totally separate business. The only parcels that are affected here are some consumer parcels that fall in under those kind of larger letter rates and the like. But parcels are a separate business, and letters have to stand on their own two feet. The big parcels business, contract, e-commerce, a highly commercial, you know, cutthroat business.
Mm.
It's growing rapidly, but the costs of carrying out that business, the space you need, the bigger vans, the bigger premises, the manual handling, all of those things cost a lot more. And contracts can literally move overnight.
Now,
it's a cutthroat business.
The one thing that is going to change, though, and it might be of interest to a lot of our listeners that have family living abroad. So this new €3.50 stamp, this is now for letters. This isn't parcels or heavy duty or heavyweight letters.
It's for letters. No, it's for letters. So at the moment, as things stand, there's two kinds of stamps. There's the one that covers the island of Ireland, and then anywhere else off the island and off Irish Island, or anywhere else in the world, including Britain, is the worldwide stamp. So there's only two rates. The cost of international mail is going through the roof because of freight costs and handling costs and everything else. And the bulk of mail leaving this island goes to Britain. There's more going to Australia and Canada, but Britain, Germany and France are the big ones for us. And it was just going to be really expensive then for that amount of mail. So we've brought in this other zone, which we actually used to have many years ago, but we've brought in a second zone now. So there's the national stamp, then there's a stamp which will be €3.50 if you're posting to Britain or anywhere in Europe.
And so then it's €3.50 for your standard letter to anywhere in Europe or the UK. It'll cost
€3.50. That is in line and in many cases cheaper than what other European countries.
Well, there's a listener here tells me, and you might be able to correct this, that a stamp for the EU cost €2.65 last month, and that same stamp in Germany costs €1.25.
That's not comparing like with like. You will find cheap services around the world, but you're not comparing like with like. They're not getting the same level of service. They've also got a far greater population, and they're not covered out of Germany. They can get everywhere by land. We have to use planes, ferries, container ships
to get these letters over.
It's a totally different thing. You know, we're a public service. We exist for the customers. We're not, you know, doing business to provide big fat profits for shareholders. Our shareholder is the government and the people of Ireland. So when you buy your stamp, you're paying for the postage. But there's a bit of that that's going to innovate for the future. At the moment, we're designing the whole postal network of the future for the next 30, 40 years. And
will we still be buying stamps to send letters? Because sure, we were only talking about Denmark recently, and they've stopped posting letters altogether last year.
Well, the state service has stopped. There's still a private company going to be doing it. You know, we are absolutely committed to letters. There's going to be fewer. There's no doubt about that. No matter what we do, even if the stamps were free, there would be fewer. However, we're committed to it. There'll always be a next day service. Perhaps we will deliver fewer.
Will you pay more for that, for the next day service?
I would imagine, unless, you know, I mean, this is the way prices are going. But you have to be in tune with what people need. You can't be providing services that people don't need or that are kind of outdated. So, you know, we're in tune with customers, we listen to people, and we'll respond accordingly.
Right,
we haven't been quick to jump away from those services.
Questions, Anna, from listeners. Please ask Anna if the old stamps are still valid despite the new price. I bought a book of stamps for our wedding invites. We're hoping to send them out around Valentine's.
Lovely. Very good move. A very good move. All stamps remain. Once you have stamps with an N or a W, they never go out of date, or any euro denomination. They retain their value forever. So, you know, but when the 3rd of February comes around, your stamps are then just worth a little bit more. And we will have a very special for people who are getting married or who have lots of Valentines to send. We will have a special promotion in February for our lovely new love.
Yeah, from the 3rd of February, you need to make up the €1.85 cost, I presume.
No, you don't. No.
Okay, just to clarify that.
Already both and are absolutely valid and cover the cost.
Okay, and
so
it's
the benefit.
And why are the Christmas cards still being delivered with date stamps from the 16th of December, a listener wants to know?
Well, we were very clear about our latest dates of posting. There's huge volumes, so some of them go astray, some of them take a bit longer. One very quick thing I would like to say, there's a lot of people in Ireland waiting for cards from Britain. And this happens every year, and it causes all kinds of rows between family members and friends. There's no doubt that the lots of people posted cards to Ireland from Britain in, you know, in plenty of time, November into December, and they haven't got them yet. And the reason is because those people, with the best will in the world, put a first class Royal Mail stamp on their card, thinking that's plenty, and it isn't. They should have put a European rate stamp.
Oh, so that's the reason. Okay.
And what Royal Mail do is they put them all together in a big pile till they fill a nice container ship, and then it floats across the Irish Sea over the waves and arrives here sometimes well into February. So if you're waiting on cards from Britain, that may well be the case.
And it might still be coming. And a good point, I suppose, to make as well, Anna, to listeners. Let me bring Liz in, Anna, if you don't mind. And thanks a million for joining us today. That's Anna McHugh there, who's the head of corporate communications at On Post. Liz, are you a regular letter sender?
I am. During COVID, I had something like 88 pen pals. So I kept up the habit today.
88 of them. And how often do you send them letters?
So I set a habit to write a letter at least once a day. If possible, I write for a charity based out of the UK called From Me to You that accept donated letters for people experiencing cancer. And anybody who wants to write a letter themselves today can write a letter to them. That's From Me to You. You can find them online. But yeah, they accept donated letters for people experiencing cancer. And I try and write to that charity at least once a week.
So this must be costing you a fortune.
Oh, I heard her saying there about the cup of tea. I've actually had to get to the point, and I'll be honest with you, of choosing stamps over a coffee out every once in a while. I think it's a very natural comparison to draw. But I think as well, if we look at Denmark and we see the example that they're setting with reducing the access to post, we need to get younger people involved in the idea of letter writing. We need to get the communication method of it being a wonderful way to connect and articulate your thoughts and feelings with someone. We need to get that out, that message out there. And I think it's prohibitive by raising the price of stamps. You're not encouraging small families to participate. The elderly aren't able to be on the table as well. It's definitely going to cause a decrease, as Anna was saying there, a decrease in the number of letters sent, I think, is a direct correlation to the price.
Will you reduce the 88 that you're sending?
No, so
I
make the choice that because I love letters and I love what they do, that I invest in them for myself. But I know, as the point was raised there, that it's an extreme cost of living. I know that it's an expense, and it's unfortunate that we're having to cut this, the oldest tool of communication.
Yeah.
We're having to cut it short for the price of margins.
We're all on WhatsApp and voice notes and Instagram messages, and look, I'm as guilty as anybody of it as well. Vanessa Fox O'Loughlin from writing.ie is with us here too, Liz, on the line. Do you send many letters, Vanessa?
I send a few. I send lots of books because obviously I write as Sam Blake, and I often send out books to people, so I'm using the parcel post a lot. But I do actually write to a prisoner in the UK fairly regularly, and obviously we can't be WhatsApping with him, so I'm sending letters backwards and forwards.
And so, I presume you know the prisoner, do you?
I don't know. He contacted me because he was setting up a writing group in the prison in Gartree. It was a good few years ago now. And he again came out of the blue. Obviously, as you mentioned, I run writing.ie, and so lots of people have my details and want information of, you know, whether it's helping them to get up starting writing a book or start a book club or whatever it might be. Lots of people get in touch with me. So, yeah, no, it was very much a random letter. I think he was just reaching out. And he sent me a lovely letter.
What do you talk about, Vanessa, do you mind me asking?
Well, just about, I talk to him about writing. He talks to me about what's happening in the prison with his book group and his writing group. He had to move prison, so he's moved from Gartree to Buckley Hall now, and he doesn't have quite the same support in Buckley Hall. But he's writing plays and he's writing books, and he's actually a really talented writer. So he used to live in France, and when The Killing Sense came out, I was letting him know that I'd been to Paris and whatever, and he was writing back to tell me about his memories of Paris. And they were just beautiful, beautiful paragraphs about, you know, walking through the streets of Paris. So I hope it's a sort of a way of him being able to reach out as well.
It's an unusual correspondence to have, isn't it?
Well, it is. I think a lot of people should write to prisoners. I think perhaps, I don't know if a lot of writers do. There's a lot of writers who are working in prison trying to get prisoners to write, because at the end of the day, letter writing is about writing, and writing is an incredible form of therapy for a lot of people, and just a way of, I suppose, formulating your thoughts in a way that maybe you haven't done before. So there's some, Carla Gebler does a lot of prison work, Martina Devlin has as well, lots of fantastic Irish writers who are working in prisons.
It's just, I suppose, your way of kind of even just keeping up, or not keeping up, but I suppose establishing a connection with somebody.
And it's, and yeah. it's just completely different. You know, it's not with the type of conversations I would have with him would be completely different from somebody else's, you know, monitoring the news or is on the internet or, as you say, yeah, WhatsApp and Instagram and all those types of things, because obviously the internet is a bit limited. But I just think writing is amazing. Writing letters is a really important form of communication. And my feeling is that with social media becoming much more toxic and us perhaps stepping away more from our phones,
people might drop back. And will the price of the, you know, the hike to the price of the stamp, do you think that might deter people?
Well, I don't think it's amazing, is it? But I think it is a very realistic world, and we want the letters to arrive. There's no point making them cheaper and then them not actually getting there. So I think it's just one of those costs of living. As I'm saying, you know, the cost of...
She says the cup of the tea. Yeah, we've no bother paying for the price of a tea and coffee increase. And so why not the price of your stamp? Vanessa Fox O'Loughlin from writing.ie. Liz, thanks for getting in touch. Anna McHugh there from Unpost. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.